Just like, be easy. Like, ease it in. Like, spit on it and ease it in.
Ease it in. Well, it's Screamcast Late Night, everybody. I'm spitting on it and easing it in. Just for you. Episode 4, along with Brad Henderson.
Yo, what's up?
Brad is in his car outside of a cabin in the middle of North Carolina.
Yes.
So I'm not sure how this will end.
Not good. So, right now, we're with a few friends, and they have a bunch of kids, so, like, the kids are, like, near where the router is, so, like, I stepped outside, like, in the wilderness. I mean, this cabin is more or less a house, but it is in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, I mean, it might be 20 miles to the nearest hospital, but it takes like 2 hours to get there because the roads are so bendy and windy. Like, we're on top of a mountain. So I
nice.
Am cut again. I just got out of the car because I'm outside recording in probably like 60 degree weather. Freezing my ass off recording this episode for some John Michael Thor guy.
All right, well, we're going to try to get through this and we'll see what happens. But this little episode here, John Michael writes, oh, by the way, welcome $3 patrons. We hit our first goal.
Yeah, woo!
So we unlocked the show to $3 and up patrons. And the way this is going is if you're a $5 patron, you are basically controlling the conversation. We hit you up whenever we're running low with questions. We ask you guys, what would you like us to talk about? Is there anything you want to hear us chat about and anything? And so $5 patrons, you guys are still a part of that. $3 patrons, you guys get to listen. If you want to contribute to the show, become a $5 patron, you can contribute to the late night. And you will be entered into a monthly drawing from Grindhouse Video. So, Bone Zone happening to patrons. We really couldn't do this whole thing without the patrons. So we appreciate all you guys.
Yes, we appreciate it.
So, today's question is by John Michael. He says, kind of recently, I found some Dino Riders and Swamp Thing cartoon VHS tapes. Any favorite cartoons that were veiled toy promotions? And then he also asked us to talk about Halloween 3, but we directed him towards episode 15 of the Screamcast, where we talked with Pat Healy about Halloween 3. So there's that. Check that show out if you guys haven't. It's one of our most popular ones. But as far as veiled toy promotions, I mean, I'm a child of the 80s. Like, every day I'd come home from school and I'd watch G.I. Joe and Transformers. So that was, like, my church after school. But there's a few kind of crazy ones that I would watch. I mean, there was Thundercats, of course. Then there was a one called, I think, Silverhawks. Which were like, it's like a riff on Thundercats, but it was like space, and they were like, you know, hawk themed, all like, and they would all have this armor. But I didn't really like them, and I remember my dad got me a Silverhawks lunchbox once, and I was totally pissed because, like, I thought it was like the gayest thing ever.
Whoa!
I was young, and that's what, you know, it was like 9 years old, and that was that was the term that came to mind at 9 years old. I'm being real with everybody here.
Man, so, this is real on late night.
So I made my dad, I found a picture. My dad had a trucking business, and I found a picture of one of my dad's trucks. I cut it out, and I laminated it, and I hot glued it over the Silverhawks picture. So I preferred my dad's truck on my lunchbox as opposed to Silverhawks.
I have no idea what that is.
But one that I remember that it kind of came and went was a show called Mask, M-A-S-K. And this guy, it's the Mobile Armored Strike Command. So it was like kind of like G.I. Joe crossed with Transformers, where they had these cars that would like transform into like weapons and could fly, but they also like had to put what's called mask for a reason, but they had would have like these big suits, and you know, I have no idea. I just remember liking it, and I guess the original series had 65 episodes, but it's the same kind of thing. Like G.I. Joe was, you know, G.I. Joe versus Cobra. Transformers was, you know, the Autobots versus Decepticons, and this was Mask, M-A-S-K, versus Venom, V-E-N-O-M. And I don't know what Venom stands for. I can't remember.
Wow, that's some deep cuts.
Uh-huh, yeah. Then, of course, there was also Cops, C-O-P-S, which was another one that I had no idea.
Why,
I can't
why are
remember
you,
about that.
Why are
and then,
you spelling
Go-Bots
these out?
Was another one. That I
Why are you spelling these out?
Because Cops, it's C-O-P-S. There's like periods in between. It's like they're all abbreviations, yeah.
Isn't yeah. that like the show Cops as well? No?
Okay, never mind.
No. Brad, you had a, you know, I feel like your childhood was a little different than mine as far as.
Yeah,
that.
I have no idea what
ever
this stuff
get is. Did you get into any cartoons that were basically like half hour, 20 minute, half hour toy commercials? Or was that not a thing? I mean, or did you not care? I mean, you were watching slashers at like age 5.
Yeah, I wasn't too much into like cartoons and stuff because I didn't even really see any Disney shit until I had a kid. I do remember a few things. I mean, this is probably not hitting John Michael Thor's, you know, question, but I would say there is this series of VHS tapes called Captain Power that came with a gun.
Okay.
And you could shoot the screen.
Oh, yes.
So I had some Captain Power tapes. And I
yeah,
thought that was
totally
like really
it,
cool.
Dude, Captain Power and yeah. the Soldiers of Fortune. That's a deep cut,
yeah.
man. Because you were supposed to watch the show and you were supposed to be able to shoot the gun at the TV. I don't know how it worked.
Yeah.
I
can't even remember
there's
it
no
even
way it
working that well. And so then there was also Street Sharks.
Oh,
I
yes.
remember watching here and there where it was like a riff off Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but there was like four sharks that had legs and shit. I don't remember anything about it. I just remember watching it here and there because I did watch like VR Troopers and like Power Rangers when I was younger. And of course Turtles, like the cartoon I watched. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, like, off the top of my head and stuff, because that's, really taking me back. But, yeah, I mean, I would think Captain Power, and, of course, like, I know that we talked about it briefly on, I think, the Party Massacre episode when we talked about, like, Beyond the Gates, but I played that VHS board game called Nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, I played that. I had that. I played that a little bit. There was also wait. It's called Computer Warriors. That was another thing I watched. It was Computer Warriors. It was like people trapped like in a game or something. Like it was a kind of a riff off Tron, but it was called Computer Warriors, I think. And I used to watch that. I had like a couple. I think I had like it was a VHS, like one VHS tape of it. And it was crazy because I had it when I was little, and then like
you know, I sold it when I was like getting older. And then a few years ago, I was at a garage sale or a flea market, and I saw it like in the VHS pile, and I picked it up, not even thinking. It was just one of those things where I would pick up anything that wasn't Jurassic Park or Titanic. So like I would VHS collectors will know that joke. So I got it back, and then I like popped it in to see if it worked, and I started watching it, and I was like, I felt like that, I guess, like sense of euphoria, like where I was just like, oh my God, like I remember watching this shit as a little kid enjoying the fuck out of it. But yeah, I think those are my big ones. And of course they're obscure, like some idiot, because I couldn't watch anything normal, apparently, even when I was younger. I didn't like pop. Oh, Beast Wars. I used to watch Beast Wars. Wasn't that like a spinoff of Transformers?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a rip. Yeah, I used to watch.
Yeah. Wasn't it Transformers, though? Like, just reincarnated or some shit?
Yeah, they, I don't know, crashed on, like, prehistoric Earth somehow, and they all became, they would transform as as dinosaurs, and like Optimus Prime was like a big ape or something. I didn't really get into Beast Wars. Yeah. I was not a fan.
But that was I used next to watch. I think show, I watched that for a little bit, but that's about it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to talk about some like Nightmare on Elm Street and like Friday the 13th when I was five, yeah. But cartoons, man, they're like they're few and far between.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I watched all the like Voltron and Ninja Turtles and Masters of the Universe. I love the toys, but I wasn't allowed to watch them because my parents thought that Satan would possess us through He-Man or something like that, because it was dealing with sorcery and witchcraft.
Yeah, I guess the only other thing that I would watch would be, like you said, like Turtles. And then, like, I remember watching, like, Masters of the Universe and stuff like that, and Turtles. I'll watch some of the live-action stuff. But, yeah, it's weird, man. My childhood was, I would watch what my parents watch. That would be, like Larry King and slasher films. It was weird because my mom wanted me to be a kid, but I was just like, I don't know. I just wasn't interested in cartoons.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah. I could get away with the G.I. Joe and Transformers are always safe.
Yes. I can't say that I ever watched Transformers or G.I. Joe or Voltron. I knew they existed, but I really didn't know, like, or follow or watch any of the stuff. I just knew it existed.
Hmm.
And most of the stuff that I did watch, I stumbled upon. Other than the only thing I would watch religiously was Turtles.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I mean, there's an age difference between you and me. You're more of a late 80s, early 90s kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think what else. I mean, I think as far as cartoons go, that would be it. I mean, then the real Ghostbusters, after Ghostbusters, that became a cartoon series, and there was a whole shit ton of toys there. And I would watch that like crazy. It's funny because I end up, Star Wars, like that was almost the beginning of all that shit. Like Star Wars, the movies started all that, and then, the merchandising went ridiculous, went crazy, and they started realizing, oh, if we put shit on TV and watch a show each week, like kids will buy the toys, and then what we can do is we can kill off entire lines of characters and introduce new characters. Do you remember, oh my gosh, these were weird. I don't even know if there was a cartoon or not, but there's 80s toys called Food Fighters.
No. I don't remember anything like that.
It was like a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh my God, yes.
And like waffles and hot dogs. Like they all were like, they just put like characters with guns.
Yeah.
Characters with guns.
Oh shit. Yeah. I do remember that. See, that's the thing, man. It's like you have to like jump on the interwebs and
how
like
did that even happen?
And look at that stuff because you'll remember. Like I forgot that I had a game called Dizzy Dinosaur when I was little, and Oh my god, yes, dude, I do remember that. I had I'm trying to look at the old toy Kitchen Commandos. Oh my god.
Kitchen Commandos?
Yeah, they're called Kitchen Commandos.
This must be another thing.
Yeah, dude. Here, I'm trying to like pull up a picture of like the characters.
The '80s and stuff was all about like let's make a toy line and a cartoon for kids, but it's all like ultra violent. It's like let's give them all weapons and guns and you know, I mean my kids don't play with none of their stuff is as violent as any of this stuff. Like my kids just sit around and watch people play Minecraft. That's like their thing right now. And then Minecraft toys and Legos. Like they don't do action figures for some reason. Like none of their friends do that. There's no like cartoons. I mean, I guess like my youngest watches My Little Pony, but I mean, and he wants the toys, but like I try to show my kids G.I. Joe and stuff and they could care less. And Transformers maybe, but they don't really go out and want to buy all the toys. It's just, it's different. They want slime and they want Minecraft toys and then they want like the Nerf guns. And that's like the extent
yeah, so
of the,
I'm looking
the
at the Food
want.
Fighters. Food I think fighters. I think I had the chocolate chip cookie and then the French fries. Oh my god, dude. I forgot that existed.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of other great 80s toys that really never. I have no idea, man. The 80s got crazy. Because remember, there's those Mad Balls. And I don't know
if
those
ever
became
a
cartoon either. They may have started to, but Mad Balls are super cool. But like the 80s were just like crazy like that.
Pretty great.
But yeah, my poor kids, they don't know what they're missing. Like anything gross and violent like you can have as a kid today, like that's all frowned upon.
Yeah.
Although my kids do watch little horror maps and stuff on Minecraft. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't think that kids will ever have the weird shit because the 80s and 90s, they were trying for everything to take off because there's certain things that really hit, like Garbage Pail Kids that no one thought anyone would like. And it was like a big hit. So then all this other weird shit started coming out. You know, and I don't know, like even like stuff like remember like Gak and like Pogs and shit?
Yeah.
Like Pogs were like a big thing and like no one gives a shit about that anymore or those like Tamagotchi pets.
Well my kids want fidget spinners now.
Oh god. Is that even a thing now?
What do you do with it? I just spin it. You spin it. Yeah, I collect a bunch and I spin them. Yeah, it's taken over. My daughter bought like two with her own money. I wasn't going to pay my money. But she's more interested in them like more as like the artwork. They look pretty and then they spin and like they're like metal and she's more of the artwork. My youngest four, he's four. So of course the fidget spinner is going to appeal to him. But yeah, all these, and then my kids are looking up all this stuff on YouTube. So all the crazy YouTube stars are all doing like fidget spinners. Hey kids, I got fidget spinners. And they're all making a shit ton of money with kids clicking their goddamn videos of them doing bullshit. Brad, we're in the wrong business.
I guess so.
Yeah, think of a bullshit YouTube channel and just talk with like kid voices and spin fidget spinners around.
Hey, do you remember
toys?
This is like not on topic, John Michael Thor, but I think that I think you'd appreciate it. I played the shit out of this game when I was little. And then are you familiar with the band Steel Panther? Like they're an 80s band, but they sing about like sex and stuff. Or like they're a new band, but they have like an 80s yeah. image where they sing about sex and stuff. Well, they covered Crossfire, but there was a game called Crossfire. And it was just like metal balls like on a board. And then like in the commercial, it would be like this metal song be like, Crossfire! Crossfire! I played the fuck out of that game. I don't think it ever became like a TV show. But since we're talking about like, you know, stuff, you know, that was something that like came about in the 90s when that I played. So
awesome.
But anyways. All right.
Well, hey, I think that's going to do it for this topic. I think we did it. And John, I hope that was worth your time.
And your money. Sorry.
Well, it's tough because we're, you know, you're, you like I said, you're out in the middle of nowhere being, you're being stalked by Jason and your connection's kind of all over the place. I'm at least hoping we can salvage something out of all this. I really do.
Yeah, totally.
All right. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. This has been Screamcast Late Night. We'll talk to you guys again very soon. Talking some more bullshit. We got William Piper's next. He's on deck. So, William Piper, get ready. And then I got a couple more questions to get to. Then we're going to ask all the $5 patrons again, what shit do you want us to talk about? So start thinking about crazy shit you want to hear us talk about. Go weird, man. Get crazy. You know what I mean?
Get crazy.
Crazy. All right. We'll talk to all you guys next time. We didn't really mention it. We're doing like a mini little hiatus as we kind of watch a whole bunch of movies. Brad's on this little writing vacation in the middle of the woods. And when he gets back, we're going to regroup and get some shows scheduled, get BJ back. They're on a break from shooting Powerbomb, and we'll get back on track with some Screamcast episodes. So thanks to all you guys for being patrons. Black Class is coming up. That's right. So I may be able to get that in the interim as you're waiting for a new Screamcast. I may be able to get that. We may be able to rock out that Splatcast to you guys before pretty quick. So that's my goal. I'm editing this one, I think. So, cool. All right. Well, drop us a line if you guys, through Patreon, drop us a line there. Hit us up on Twitter, Scream_cast. Of course, all of our links and all that other stuff is over at thescreamcast.com. Thanks again. You guys are keeping the show going by being patrons. Really appreciate all the support. So we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.